the Naked Vibe Show. Are you ready to get naked?
I'm Kimberly Kane, and you're listening to The Naked Vibe Show, where you'll hear conversations with artists, musicians, healers, lovemakers, world shakers of all kinds, and get some great ideas for tuning your own creativity and intuition so that you can use them in very practical ways to live a life of excellence and joy and purpose. This show is sponsored by Rocket U, where you'll find rhythmic movement meditations that can create subtle yet powerful shifts in your energy. This is an audio download of 9 meditations using drum rhythms that take you on a journey from a slow, deep groove that creates a peaceful strength, reducing stress and connecting you to your powerful primal senses, to a high energy rhythm that gets your juices flowing so you can use that strength to experience greater vitality, courage, drive, and passion in every area of your life. You'll find a link for these rhythmic movement meditations in the show notes on nakedvibes.com, as well as a video from an attorney who was out of work for 2 years, then renewed his energy and found employment by using these meditations. There's no guarantee that you'll get a new job or relationship when you use them, but what they are designed to do is to stir up your energy so you can create small shifts in your life that can make a big difference for you. Sometimes all it takes to get going in a new direction is a slight shift in perspective. If you have trouble quieting your mind, these meditations can be helpful in learning to shift your focus, taking your mind off your stressors, even if only for a minute or two. As a Remo Drums Health Rhythms facilitator, I've seen that rhythmic drumming is proven to have powerful effects on the psyche as well as on the physical body for healing. Also, be sure to get your free download of the Instant Ignition Worksheet in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's got some exercises and other tidbits to help you reduce stress immediately in any circumstance and create more energy and vitality. I've been told by several guys who've used it that it really stirred up that inner fire, giving them a strength and courage that was really welling up from the inside. That's pretty cool. Just enter your email for the download and you'll get immediate access. And you'll get exclusive access to tools for shifting your energy that I only share with my subscribers.
Are you ready to get naked?
Today's show is an archive of a previous show that I did, having a conversation with Lynn Fabia. Lynn is a 6-degree Aikido black belt and author of The Martial Art of Life, The Art of Intentional Living. Lynn is a visionary teacher in the martial art of Aikido, and she holds lectures using Aikido as a metaphor to share life and living concepts with others for the intent of higher understanding. In a previous show, I talked about universal truth. Lynn is a master at the movement of energy, which is truth in spirit. So I think you'll enjoy this conversation with her, as she has a great deal of experience seeing the movement of energy take place in others as she's teaching them martial arts.
Naked Vibes.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Kim. It's nice to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. I have been talking about the difference between personal subjective truth and universal truth, the things that block us, how we can move universal truth into our being. And that is what you teach. And so I know that you can open up this area for us a lot more. It was interesting. My first conversation with Lynn, I cannot remember the exact thing we were talking about because that part doesn't matter. What matters is that I said something to her. She said something to me. I said something back, and she said, because you know truth when you hear it. And she said, truth has a ring to it. And I said, yes, it does. So let's start with that idea of knowing truth when you hear it and that ring. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yes. Truth, you'll know it when you hear it because it's an invincible force. And it will make your head turn. You'll pick up something. It'll resonate. You'll connect to spirit. And I think your spirit is what tells you when you hear it.
Absolutely. I had my sister on last week, and she has been taking Kung Fu for several years. And so we did talk a little bit about martial arts, but you can speak to that in at a greater degree. Tell us a little bit about what martial arts actually means.
It isn't only martial. It's also an art. And you have internal arts, you have external arts, and I teach an internal art. And to me, when you make changes within you, the outer changes will happen on their own. External martial arts are based on physical strength, showing emotion while they're doing it. Aikido is much more subtle. And also, in your life, when you make changes, you're going to find that the subtle changes are going to be the most profound. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And it's always amazing to me how impatient we become with those subtle changes, because we live in an instant society. First of all, it's hard enough for us to make a decision that we're going to make a change. So that's a difficult step to make. It's monumental. Once we make that decision, though, we're ready and we want to see the results right now. So these subtle changes are harder to come by and harder to stick with.
I agree with that. And I've had students come in, and maybe after 6 weeks, they get frustrated because they cannot do what other students are doing who have been there longer. Mm-hmm. If they're not connecting to spirit, it's hard to tell them. If you just keep going to class, you're going to see the changes. But we can see them faster than you can. But if they're connecting to ego, a lot of times they'll leave because
sure.
they get frustrated.
Right. What I find with the people who come to me for intuitive guidance, so often the first issue is not understanding what we mean when we talk about ego. A lot of people connect that term to just the phrase, oh, look at that guy or gal. You know, he's got a really big ego. Yeah, his ego won't fit through the door. So they're thinking in terms of the personality, the outward personality, which it is. But when we speak about ego, we're speaking more about this unconscious part of ourselves, this belief, really, that the physical is what we are, or the mental is what we are, without recognizing that there's a deeper thread and a much higher energy that's the truth of what we actually are. But we're being carried in this vehicle of our bodies right now. We're walking around in this, or driving around in this vehicle of the body. With that in mind, when you have a beginning student who's really just awakening to the idea that they're going to intentionally walk their spiritual journey, how do you get them started in understanding the difference between the ego and the spirit?
It's something that it's hard to put in words. So one of the things that I teach now that I didn't teach before is using soft gaze. And everybody can do it anytime, anywhere. And it connects you to your spirit, because first of all, your spirit knows no fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that state, you're in the present moment, and you don't have to think, what am I going to have to do? What do I have to decide? It all just happens. Everything just unfolds. You're in a relaxed state. You get that information through the fluctuation of energy around you without focusing intently on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start using that. They look into the distance. They become relaxed. And even as a beginner, if we grab them from behind, I don't have to even teach them technique. They start to move. They get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And everything goes, it just falls into place. And they can use this anytime, anywhere. One of the things that has changed, and I talk to the students about, is when other people ask them, how often do you practice Aikido? And if you give them a number 2 or 3 times a week, you're not really doing that. You want to tell them, I practice it everywhere, anytime, everywhere. It's a lifestyle.
You live it.
You don't turn it on and turn it off, because you're off the mat more than you're on the mat.
Exactly. I find that people may say there's such a separation between I'm going to do something spiritual, or I'll hear someone say, I'm going to be more spiritual in my life. There's a scripture that talks about being in prayer and prayer never ceasing. And if you look at the Muslim religion, then you see a physical example of people bending in the squares and praying at particular times during the day. So mm-hmm. that can lead people to believe that, well, there's no way I can do that. I'm a busy attorney. I've got people to see. I've got things to do, and I can't just kneel and pray. Plus, we don't do that in the U.S., and that's really weird, right? Well, but that is a misconception about what being in prayer all the time means. For me, my life as I live it is a prayer. I'm living that prayer. And so staying consciously and constantly in spirit. And when you make a conscious effort to do this, it flips over the opposite way, because where you may say, oh, I'm going to go and be spiritual right now, when you know that you're in spirit all the time, you feel it. When you step out of it, oh boy, do you know it. You go, whoa, why? That's my ego talking right there, right?
Right. You know it.
Yeah.
So when you start thinking beyond the physical mm-hmm. in many different ways, you get a broader perspective and you want that bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it's got to be very exciting for you. I know it is for me, but when you have a classroom of people or even in a private session and you see that light bulb come on, so to speak, mm-hmm. the first time that someone recognizes their spirit, the first time that you see that flicker of someone saying, oh, I just met myself. There's something bigger and I'm connected to it.
Here's what they say. I felt like I didn't do anything. I said, that's what it feels like. You don't even have to try. And they're not used to that. So they still doubt it. Mm-hmm. If they could see themselves, if we could videotape it and they see themselves, they normally are more reactive instead yes. of in the moment.
Well, we are all so much bigger than we allow ourselves to be. And it is a hard concept, again, speaking of ego, and this is especially the truth for women, being nice, being a good, sweet person means not being egotistical. And so there's this confusion between what arrogance and egotistical is and what confidence in your spirit looks like. They're not the same thing. And people who are living in the ego may confuse that confidence in spirit with arrogance sometimes. But if they really come into contact with it, though, they're going to see a power there that they don't see in arrogance.
Yes, because it's being assertive without fear. Yes. That's the difference.
Do you find that when you're assertive without fear, how much others can fear that?
Yes.
Speak about that in terms of the way you teach martial arts and when you have these energies that are trying to operate together and opposing each other and the way they kind of dance.
In Aikido training, you work with a partner. One serves as a role as the opponent and the other is the defender. And then they switch partners and their objective as an opponent is to give that sincere energy in what they're doing. And the person that's defending, their objective is to get out of the way, to blend with the energy coming toward them without resisting it, and to draw that person to them through intent. As they position themselves where they're centered, everything comes right to you. It's effortless. Mm-hmm. But you can see how much energy is expended when we start thinking and we don't start connecting with ourselves. And this goes into every day, every area of our life, mm-hmm. how much energy we expend.
Yes.
On negativities, worry, not connecting with spirit.
Right. Prejudging.
Yes.
And the physical appearance is the least informative.
Yes.
When we judge by that physical appearance, we've already formed a barrier that's there. And so those energies are now going to come at us harder and stronger to try to push through that barrier. And so we thicken our barrier. And what do we have when that happens? Conflict.
Yes. But you know, conflict and resistance, that's the key to growth.
Mm-hmm.
If we know how to respond to it, and if we don't and we get reactive, then we don't. And it's in every area, in relationships, in our business, how to deal with that.
I want to hold that thought about conflict and how to respond instead of react. Let's play a song, move a little bit of this talk into the body, and let's feel it. This is Headstrong from Trapped.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes, Headstrong by Trapped.
You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com.
Naked Vibes.
Back with the Naked Vibes Hour. I'm Kimberly Kane, and I have Lynn Fabia in the studio with me. Be sure to go to her website, lynnfabia.com. Lynn is a visionary, an author, and a teacher, and she has a book called The Martial Art of Life, The Art of Intentional Living. We were just talking about conflict and how conflict can either lead you in a direction that's useless and exhausting for you when you're reactionary, or the ways that it can produce growth when we learn to respond. Lynn, you were telling me about a specific chapter in your book.
Yes, in chapter 7, The Power of Redirection. And it talks about that if you're in a state of resistance, and most of us have been there, our vibration is lowered at that time, and we're not aware of it. So when our vibration is lower, it is going to be very difficult for us to be able to make decisions or respond if we're in that lower vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have our vibration where it stays at a certain level, because it's going to fluctuate throughout the day.
Of course.
We're driving through traffic, or somebody talks to us in a negative manner and it affects us. We have to be aware, how did that affect my vibration?
Mm-hmm.
And we can do deep breathing and we can bring it right back up. We can listen to music and again, bring it right back up. So we have to know what helps to bring our balance back up and utilize that.
Yes, we certainly do. And understanding vibrational energy is vital to our ability to live our lives intentionally. And everything carries a vibration. Everything is energy. So it goes to what we're putting into our bodies, what we eat, what we drink, the amount of sleep that we get. And I know that my own ability, this is everyone, but I know for me, when I haven't had enough sleep and when I haven't eaten the right food, my ability to respond as opposed to reacting goes way down. And so when I encounter lower vibrational energies, when I encounter challenges, I'm not as able to respond well to those because I haven't equipped my body with the highest vibration possible in order to lift myself. So learning about what carries a high vibration, what carries a low vibration is vital to our ability to do this. Let's talk a little bit about those higher vibrational energies and some of the ways that you help people understand the difference between these types of energies, how you help them feel that.
Well, through our thought patterns, how we think, our belief systems, even in a relationship, if we say something and we don't understand how that can turn into a bigger conflict. And when we understand that the emotional and spiritual and vibrational connectivity is what keeps you together, all these other little nuances really don't matter in the bigger picture.
No, they really don't.
We put so much emphasis on, oh, why did you look at that other woman? And, well, I was just seeing what she was wearing. And you understand because it's a visual stimulus. We look at art, different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing to get upset about. And you start to realize that. But in a higher vibrational relationship, there's no negative connotations. There's no violence. It doesn't exist in that. It's a higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And that right away will tell you even how they have discussions or even if they have arguments, it doesn't go beyond where it's much lower. It doesn't bring them there. They don't live in a lower vibration.
Right.
So even like you were saying, Kim, if you don't get enough sleep, when you're in that fatigue state, you are more likely, even if you have a higher vibration, you're more likely to react when somebody says something to when if you had enough rest.
Absolutely.
And so those things are important.
They're very important. Let's say I haven't had enough sleep, which is something that is oh so important to me, but there are times when that just doesn't happen for various reasons. So then when I find myself in a situation where I'm not holding it together well and I'm not holding that higher vibration, then I think the key is recognize it at that point, because you don't have to go in and marry that lower vibration. You don't have to match it. You can recognize that you don't quite have the ability that you normally do to respond well to that. Mm-hmm. And I find that when I can't respond well, the best response is not to do anything.
Step back.
Step mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. So not to resist it, so to speak. And I know in the beginning of this conversation, you talked about the different types of martial arts and how some are intended to train more for fighting and others more.
The intent is quite different.
Yes.
It's more to hurt the other person.
The opponent.
That's the difference between Aikido. It was created so that you could define your boundaries with a person, whether it's verbally or physically, but we don't carry that intent with us to permanently hurt someone. We do what we have to do, depending on the situation. An example would be if a man was walking down the street and he saw another man hurting a child, and he wanted to help the child. That was his intent. But in the process, he killed the other man, but mm-hmm. that wasn't his initial intent. So there's no negative karma coming from that. That's mm-hmm. not the same as a man seeing another man walk down the street and he had the intent to rob him. Mm-hmm. Well, certainly that's going to bring back negative karma.
Sure.
Everything goes back to intent. And that's the entire basis for Aikido. It's rooted in intent. That's what makes it so powerful. So we develop our internal energy, that key that's very important to us. And amazingly enough, when I started, because I didn't weigh very much and my height was, 5 foot, and I was 83 pounds in the 80s when I started, I wasn't convinced that I could do this because I looked around because I was so physically thinking only from the physical level. But as I began to study and focus on the internal energy, I could see the difference. People could feel the difference. And mind and spirit has no size. You can develop that and develop that mental capacity and that internal energy.
And it has no age. It has no boundaries.
That's really good. We don't attach our identity, which is what I was doing with mm-hmm. my size. And a lot of women do that. Mm-hmm. And people feel it.
Oh, yes.
Right away. So when you don't attach that identity to your age, because it doesn't govern your life, people feel that too.
Absolutely. You need to go to Lynn's website, lynnfabia.com, so that you can see her. Lynn is such a beautiful and petite woman, and it is so interesting what she's talking about, achieving a level as a 6th degree black belt. And when you see her size and her stature, you have to begin there to understand that the spirit is so much larger than that. And Lynn is an awesome example of carrying that spiritual energy, which doesn't know any of those boundaries, those judgments that we place on other people. So it certainly would make a huge difference to approach you, Lynn, with the idea that someone could overpower you simply because of your size. But if they are in an intent and in a low vibration, they may not be prepared with what they're going to meet with you.
That's right, because a lower frequency cannot touch a higher frequency. Especially if you have that intent that you don't want to be touched and you connect to spirit, they won't be able to reach you. If people could understand about the power of that mindset, the vibration,
yes,
that you can create a solution of peace around you.
And not only that, the idea that, one of the greatest fears in our Western culture, especially, is the fear of death. So physical death is a different thing than what we're talking about with this higher vibration that cannot be overcome, that simply does not die because it is connected to universal consciousness, to universal truth, which is always there, has been, always will be. Mm-hmm. And we're a part of that, and it's a part of us. So I know through some of my own life experiences, when you come to this realization that physical death is no more than a transition, it takes all the fear out of it.
Now, I used to fear that. And who didn't? Especially with your parents.
Of course.
Because we don't understand that. And understanding is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It really lightens your load through life.
It does. It does. And because of that, that's to me why even if you only take 10 minutes in a day to meditate or go into that place where you connect with your spirit, if that's all the time you have, take that 10 minutes. If you can take an hour, great. And sometimes take longer until you come to that place where you're walking in it all the time.
Being centered, connected to the God source.
Yes.
Yes. Well, they always talk about being in the present moment is powerful. And it's powerful when you're centered. It isn't when you're not.
Right. Well, exactly. That present moment can be pretty awful if you're not centered. That's
right.
For sure. And it's, like you said earlier, it's very difficult to explain in words to someone who hasn't experienced it yet. But that's why we have teachers like you. I encourage anyone who's listening, I encourage everyone I talk to take time in your life. And especially when I talked about doing 10 minutes minimum of meditation a day, I also encourage every year, every single year, to take a specific time period in your life where you engage in some new form of instruction or a new level of an instruction that you're already involved in, something that creates a change, something that creates a vibrational change to get you out of your comfort zone so that you can continue to grow.
I agree with you totally. And sometimes people that are professionals and their people admire them, when they take something as a beginner, sometimes their ego doesn't allow them. I just remember when I was still a student and there was a new student coming in and she was a dancer and she really prided herself in her skill level. And when she was taking the classes, she didn't have the coordination in Aikido because it was different. But had she stayed in this training, her dancing would have improved.
Oh, yeah.
But she got so frustrated. She couldn't understand, why can't I do these moves? Because I'm such a good dancer. And she didn't last very long. She left because she was led by the ego.
That's too bad. You know, I mentioned my sister earlier and how she's been in Kung Fu for the last few years. She is a phenomenal professional singer and performer and musician and has been doing that for a lifetime. I have watched her singing and her performance improve in leaps and bounds since she's been taking Kung Fu. It's obvious when you look at her.
A skill level. Yes.
Yeah.
It changes. It affects the outside.
It always affects anything that we're doing that raises our vibration, affects everything else that we're doing.
That's exactly right. Because I play the piano and it has to be a part of my balance in life because I can feel it raises my vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make the time to practice. It's as good as meditation for me.
Oh, yes. Well, it's just another form
it's
of
another
meditation.
Form.
And you know what? We will talk about that in a moment when we come back. I want to take a minute to play some music. And one thing I want to say about this song, I think in terms of the spirit being like lightning, because lightning looks for the path of least resistance. So when we open ourselves to spirit, we are clearing the boundaries and clearing off all of those barriers that we have, and we can allow this greater spirit to come into us, what we can achieve and what our lives can mean and the peace that we can feel, the love that we can experience when we allow this to come into us is truly amazing. It's transformational. And so think about the idea of lightning being like spirit. This is live. And lightning crashes.
Lightning crashes, a new mother cries.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes. You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com. Lightning crashes from live.
To get naked.
Since we're talking about the movement of energy and how you can really affect change in your life through learning how to shift your energy, I want to tell you about my rhythmic movement meditations. I have used these with my private coaching clients and seen some amazing things happen. I have a link for you on nakedvibes.com so that you can see a brief video of one of my coaching clients talking about what happened for him when he had been out of a job for 2 years. and then used these rhythmic movement meditations to help shift his energy and shift his perspective. And he got a job, and he credits this tool as one of the things that helped him do that. Now, here's the thing. I cannot promise you that by using them that you'll get a job or a new relationship. But what I can tell you is that when you make an intention to shift your energy and you engage in meditation and you engage in practices to help you shift that energy, you will do that for yourself. You will empower yourself to do that. And this is simply a tool to help you along the way. Rhythmic movement meditations are especially helpful if you have trouble quieting the mind, which I hear from a lot of people, or if you simply want to create some kind of shift, to create a transition in your life in some way. Maybe this is simply some creative energy that you want to kind of shake loose. Maybe you feel a little bit stuck somewhere, or you're trying to solve a problem, or you're trying to work through something in a relationship, and you just need to create a shift, then these rhythmic movement meditations can help you do that. As Aremo Drums Health Rhythms facilitator, I've seen the science behind how drumming affects your psyche and even your physical body for healing. And so I created these movement meditations using drums that progress from a very slow rhythmic beat and groove to help you sink into a meditational state. And then they increase in energy where they're really moving and there's a lot more happening. And so you can feel the difference between that slow moving energy and a lot more activity. And it really helps you start understanding how to shift from one place to another. So like I said, this is simply a tool to empower you and to help you learn how to do that. So get the link on nakedvibes.com, download these rhythmic movement meditations, and let me know how they work for you.
I am in the studio with Lynn Fabia, author of The Martial Art of Life, The Art of Intentional Living. Lynn is a 6th degree black belt in Aikido, and we've been talking about the movement of energy, the movement of spirit, high vibrational living, and how to move this high vibration of spirit into our lives to live intentionally, the power of that. Lynn was sharing with me during the break about moving more into music in her life, and I want to touch on that a little bit. You talked about practicing your piano.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, I've taken piano lessons since all through grade school and high school, and it's always been a part of my life, music. My mother has always wanted us to play, and she was always had music when we were growing up. And I want to expand on that, like I am being an author and a teacher, because we have that potential. When we know something's a big part of our life, that's an indication to me that we can do more with it than just play at the piano, that I can create music and put that out and share that with others.
Absolutely. One of the things that Lynn and I were just talking about is this idea that each of us, regardless of what walk of life you're in, Lynn being a black belt in Aikido and being a teacher, and then I have spent my life as a performer and a singer and broadcast talent. So whatever it is you do, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're a corporate assistant, whatever you do, I look at it as this sort of vertical growth, where you work to achieve your highest level in that area. But if you decide that that's what you are and you decide to stay there, at some point you're going to lose your energy in that area, because we're not meant to become experts in a certain area and stay there without branching out in a way that I look at as the horizontal expansion of what we do. And you mentioned the dancer earlier that came into your class who gave up on it because she couldn't do it. She was not willing to be a baby.
A beginner.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you have to go back to being a beginner in order to create and pull new energy into your life. You've mentioned that you're going to pull music into your life, and you also have a children's book you're working on.
Yes. My sister is an artist, Elizabeth, and she lives in Michigan. And it's so nice to have a sister that's an artist that also has a dream to do something for children.
Yes.
And to have a children's book series to help them with their self-esteem, to have a theme in every book, to help them with their integrity and build their character is important to both of us. We have this energy that we're creating and visualizing how this is going to reach many children and help them because they're our future generation.
Oh, yes.
And that's what you need. You need that enthusiasm, that fire when you start something to help you.
Yeah. And I can see that that's bringing a new enthusiasm into your life. One of the things that we talked about too is that people can tend to see others who are experts in a certain area. And, you know, we've been talking about high vibrational energy and how you move this into your life and how new students have trouble understanding this and intellectualizing it is very difficult. And sometimes part of the difficulty, part of the barrier is that students will look at you and say, well, of course you're good at this. And of course you're good at that. You can do anything. And so it's important for us to also talk about that not only do they have the potential to do the same thing, but that we have also been in those same shoes and we'll put ourselves in it again, just like we are with you being a beginner in that area. And I'm a brand new book publisher. So.
So we both, yes, we both understand that, don't we?
Yes.
When I show a technique or I do a demonstration, they'll say, you make it look so easy. Mm-hmm. And I say, 28 years easy? Okay. Yes, because we put our time in it, Kim.
Absolutely.
We work hard. We have discipline. We're willing to do that because we know it pays off.
Exactly.
And we were talking earlier that when I was in high school, I was very quiet. I was very reserved. I was such a wallflower that they had proclaimed that I would be the one less likely to succeed in my life, to even accomplish anything. Can you imagine even saying that to somebody? Because it can either make them or break them.
Yes, it can. And, you know, it's funny. We started this conversation. I brought in that when we first talked and one of the first things you said, you know truth when you hear it. The other thing I know, one of the things that happens to me when I hear truth as an intuitive, I can get chills that ripple up and down my body. The interesting thing that happens is when I hear a serious and complete untruth, I also get chills. But they're different. And I know the difference between the two. When you just talked about this idea that you would be the least likely to succeed, I got these chills all over my body. I have them now, and it's a pulling in effect that tells me there is no truth in this.
There is no truth. And what I didn't know at the time was when somebody tells you this, whatever it is, and they look at you and they say, I don't think you're capable of doing this, and you start sharing some of your goals, here's a good response for that. It's not that I'm not capable. I just haven't accomplished it yet.
Exactly.
Everything hasn't been accomplished yet. Look at what people are creating. They didn't think we could get a man on the moon. You see, it hasn't been accomplished yet. So that's a really good response because a lot of times we are speechless. We don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very good response. It's not that I'm not capable. So you're telling them something.
Yes.
I just haven't accomplished it yet because we ourselves don't know what we're capable of yet.
Really, when they're telling us that they don't think we're capable, they're expressing their own fear about their own ability to achieve the things that they want to achieve and projecting it onto us. So when we say, it's not that I'm not capable, we are really counterbalancing that low vibrational or negative energy that they've sent towards us. And we've decided not to chew on it, not to ingest it, but to rise above it and remind ourselves of what the truth is.
They'll remember because we didn't get defensive. We didn't get reactive.
Exactly.
We defined our boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good statement to tell people. I just haven't accomplished it yet.
To claim your personal power
exactly.
as spirit operating within you.
As this book went into print, and one of my classmates, who we've always kept in touch, he's also into music, John Lavender. And of course, he purchased the book. He couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he says on the phone is, oh, so the one most likely not to succeed, huh? I don't believe it. He even remembered what they said to me, and we just had a good laugh.
Of
because
course.
He believed in me. Even back then, he could see I wasn't what I was on the outside. That wasn't my identity.
Right. And you chose not to own it.
That's right.
You made a choice not to own that. And again, I need to tell you, you need to go to Lynn's website, lynnfabia.com, so that you can see the cover of her book and see her standing in her personal power with spiritual power flowing into her. And you had mentioned to me the symbolism with the cover of your book. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, certainly. Well, I was given this book from Higher Spirit, and it was necessary for me to stand higher than the opponents, the attackers, to symbolize a higher consciousness, because everything in the book is symbolic. I'm using my soft gaze expression so that I can feel the fluctuation of energy and still be centered. You see the blue sky on the cover, and that's the connection to the world, to the universe. And because the main theme in this book is about being centered, it was important that I was centered in the middle of this white light, which symbolizes the connection to the mind, body, and spirit, to the God source and the higher consciousness. The attackers are dressed in dark clothing to symbolize their darker spirit, their intent. And just the feeling of this book, when people look at it, they do a double take because they feel something.
Oh, yes.
Because of all the symbolism in it.
It's a beautiful cover, and I've been able to read pieces and parts of it, and I can't wait to read the whole thing. It's so interesting to me, the different ways that spirit communicates with each of us, and talking about the difference between personal subjective truth and universal truth. When we get stuck in personal subjective truth and believing that our religion of choice, and for a lot of people, they're born into that. But then at some point they're continuing to choose it. So whether it's religion, whether it's a system of belief of another type, all kinds of beliefs, prejudices, and judgments, when we lock into these things as truth, we are really missing the ability to pull in all of the different ways. I am so amazed and awed by the creation that's available to us to experience in this world, because as you pull spirit in and say, that's coming through me, through the vehicle of Aikido and through the vehicle of this book, The Martial Art of Life, and through this coming children's book with your sister, I get to experience these new ways that spirit expresses itself through you, because I allow myself to be open, to not have a judgment on what those things mean. I simply want to experience that. And I'll tell you, it makes life, a word I've used before, juicy.
Yes, it makes us feel alive, doesn't it?
It is living. That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And so that is a perfect place to play a song I love by Everlast. It's called Shine.
Yesterday, just a dream I don't remember.
This song has been removed from this podcast for copyright purposes. You'll find a link for it in the show notes here on nakedvibes.com. Today, Watch Me Shine by Everlast.
Watch me shine.
That is Everlast and Shine here on the Naked Vibes Hour. I have been here for a fabulous hour with author, visionary, teacher Lynn Fabia, the author of The Martial Art of Life. Lynn, thank you so much for visiting with me today. It's just been such a wonderful treat.
It's been nice to energetically connect with you.
Yes, it has. We were just talking about how the time flew by, and that's what it means to be in the flow of a higher vibration. Lynn definitely carries that. And I know that if you're listening, that you have been able to feel that from her. I hope that you will check out her work, lynnfabia.com. And I hope to have her on again sometime. Will you visit with me again one day?
Absolutely.
Great. We've been talking here on the Naked Vibe Show today about energy, the movement and the flow of energy, and how much you affect the energy around you. This is a song I wrote about that very thing, a mostly unplugged version that I did live with one of my partners in the realm, which stands for Radical Evolutionary Lovemakers. Very stripped down, Brian Miller on guitar, and I'm on vocals. This is Ripples.
Ripples on the water are the waves of our love, the waves of our love.
Naked Vibes.
This show is sponsored by Rocket U and Kimberly's Rhythmic Movement Meditations. You'll find a link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com for those rhythmic movement meditations so that you can learn how to better shift your energy so that you can transition from fear into more courage so that you can solve problems, have better relationships, and move into more creative, energetic, productive living. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.